Marian Zimmen Peyalev, Din Tayas Cotton, Boy Peyseifim. Cotton, Shigir Lechlau, Shaachel Kyoitse Boy, Yochel Lechel Kizayas Dogon, Bechdei Sheyuchal Godel Lechel Achilas Pra. So we're saying when the cotton is the age, is in the age that in this age, other ktanim his age are capable of eating a kezayis of dogam, a kezayis of any wheat product. It can be cooked. Kezayis in the time span of kedei achilas pras. That means a pras is either the size of 3 eggs or 4 eggs. So the time it would take a gadol to eat a pras, which is, let's say, we'll say the shear is 4 eggs, or let us say that normally we assume achilas pras is 4 minutes. We'll see perhaps a chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah. But let us say we assume that the shear of achilas pras is 4 minutes. So if, and that's the achila of 4 eggs, so if we will say that a cotton, his age, is capable of eating a kezayis in a span time of 4 minutes, that means he's capable in a 4 minute period to eat one kezayis of a dogam. Machikin mitzoy osoy, so then the tzoya that comes out of this cotton is masriach, oy mi mei raglo, or for his ashtana, from his urine. So if he is in such a age that children his age are capable of eating a kezayis of dogam, one kezayis in a 4 minute period, let's say, so the din is, then we say that his tzoya, halachically, has a din of tzoya, and he has to be machik mitzayosay or mimei raglo. Now let us see, but there's a condition. That means the children his age have the capability of eating a kezayis b'chnei achilas pras. Sotta Mishnah Berurah said cotton aleph, davke cotton. This halacha that we say, if the tzoya is a shame tzoya, only if he's capable of eating a kezayis b'chnei achilas pras, that's davke if he's a small child. Of a brother, if he's a larger child, he's more than cotton, I will see, it's between 6 and 7 years old, afilu eino yochel lechel klau dogam, he cannot eat dogam whatsoever, he never ate dogam, never can eat dogam, ma'achikin mitzayosu mimei raglo, because it seems then his body, since he reached an age of 6 or 7, so the digestive system of his body makes that whatever he eats, the tzoya will have a reyach rav. And then we don't have to figure out if he's capable of eating a kezayis b'chnei achilas pras or not. The godo mikri linyan zeh mishu kvar shevi, 6 or 7 years old. So then the din is that then with zichem ma'achikim mitzoy osay. So lechlau sha'acher. Now the lotion of the mechaber is very unclear. That means he is old. He's as old as another child his age would be capable to eat a kezayis dogon in this time span for, let's say, 4 minutes. So what does that mean? Loitza loima. Af al pi shaloi reinu leze sha'ochal. I do not know if he ever ate doga. I don't know. But kivin sha'acha ki yaitze boy, another child his age, yachel lechel, is capable of eating a kezayis dogem bechdei achilas pras. Mistame gam hu yochel lechol. So therefore, I can assume that this child, I don't know if he ever ate dogem, but that's irrelevant. As long as I know he reached the age where children this age are capable of eating one kezayis of dogem in a four-minute period, So then logically his tzoya is masrachas and has a din tzoya. Vafilu imena yochel lechel ela yedei bishul. That means dogon could be eaten through different nifanim. You bake something, perhaps something that's baked, he would not be able to eat a kezayis for the achilas pras. Only if you cook it and it's very soft, then he could eat a kezayis for the achilas pras because it's more readily swallowed. So that's also sufficient. He's capable of eating a kezayis of dogon, even though the only oifen he can eat a kezayis of dogon through is cooked. Perhaps it's very soft, but he can eat a kezayis dogem. So we say that the tzoya is an din tzoya. Avol imakot. So that means if I don't know anything, I can assume that mistame he's not different than any other child his age, and therefore machikim mitzayosay. Avol imakot ucholosh. So the mechaber is speaking about, I don't know personally if this cotton ever ate dogon, but I assume he's capable of eating dogon because all children his age are capable of eating kezayis dogon. But what is if this child is weak? I know clearly that he cannot eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So if he can't eat it, ain't soich lahachik mitzayosim mememe raglo. If I know clearly, the whole halacha was built on an assumption that I can assume he's capable of eating. But if I know clearly he's not capable of eating, ain't soich lahachik mitzayosim mememe raglo, afilu ben shomish va'al b'shonim. Afilu is 4 years old already, but he's still a cotton, and he is not capable of eating kezayis dogon b'chdei achilas pras. And he said till he's 6 or 7, then he's not considered a cotton anymore, and then I assume that his tzoya is masrachas, and then I don't need this oifen of figuring out if the tzoya is masrich or not if he's 6 or 7. But if he's 3 or 4, and I know clearly he's not capable of eating a kezayis with the achilas pras, so his tzoya does not have a din tzoya. V'hu shemiyamav lehoye yochel lechel kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. That's what we just said now. If he's not capable, so the tzoya doesn't have a din tzoya. That means if he never in his life ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So we say, so his body is not developed yet. So memela, so therefore, the tzoya that comes out of him doesn't have a shame tzoya. Avol im hoya yochel lechel pam echot. If what happens, if there was once, he was before, he got sick later, but before he was sick, he was capable of eating a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Of dogon, va'acha kach nechlash, and then he became weak, v'ein yochel. But al kaponim, since his body developed so much that there was a time that he was capable of kezayis achilas pras, so that means his digestive system is such that it's capable of eating a kezayis achilas pras, so then his digestive system works that the tzayit produces. Here's a shame tzoya. So therefore, in such a case, v'afilu loy ochel dogon ze yomim rabim, so v'afilu now he hasn't been eating dogon for many days. So I know clearly that the tzoya that's coming out of him is not dogon. שבוודאי כאיזו אין בו מדוגם, מכל מוקים, דינוי כגודו, שצורך תומד להחיד מציוסי ממרגלו, ואתו לניוח אליך כלל דוגם מאוילו. But now he has a din of a godol already. The minute he was once capable to eat a kezayis with the achilas pras, so then he has a din of a godol, and his soye is also. That's a din. So far we learned as follows. We have here a cotton. I don't know if he's capable of eating a kezayis with the achilas pras of dogon. If he's not capable. So, halachically, I can assume if other children his age are capable of eating kezayis lechilas pras, I assume he's also capable, and therefore machikim mitzayosai. If I'm aware that he's different than other children, he's not capable, and he never was capable of eating a kezayis lechilas pras, so then ein machikim mitzayosai. That's two dinim. And a third, and he said, but if he once was capable, so then I say, so his digestive system is sophisticated enough that all food he will eat is with the tzayin that will come out of that food is a din of tzayin. That's what we learned so far. The yaisem is a afilu in beetzem leyochel akotn leoilam adayim midogam. So it's irrelevant. Afilu he never ate dogam. Mikol mokim im betivoy hayochel lechel akezayis dogam echdechilus pras. But theoretically, he's capable. He never ate dogam, but he's capable of eating akezayis of dogam. So habnei mahayin masrichim kol minei macho sheyoichel tum yidgol. So whatever he eats has a din tzoyer. It would seem that the capability of swallowing and the process of digestion are dependent one on the other. And if he's capable to swallow a kezayis of dogon in a, let's say, a 4-minute period of time, so that means, so his digestive system is completed, and therefore the intestines will make that the food that goes through them will have a sichem. The intestines are also they're bishlei musam, and therefore there will be a sichem on the tzoyer. That is the first dayah. V'yesh makilim, and others hold b'kotn im yedua shlei ochel dogon ze yomim rabim v'choshkin im le'ochel me'oilom. Now others hold, the first day you held, this is only a simen. That means if we want to know, are his intestines, did they reach the shleimus, that food going through the intestines, the food that goes through the intestines will make that the tzoyah that comes out will be masriach. So we figure this out, if he's capable of eating the kezayis dogon b'chdei achilas pras. That Chazal knew, this is the way we can figure this out. There's a second day that holds, no, it's not totally, it's the totally, if he ate dogon kezayis lechilas pras. It's not totally in the intestines. He has to eat dogon. And if he eats a kezayis of dogon b'chdei achilas pras, then his tzoyah is a din tzoyah. But what will be if he ate 2 months ago dogon, but now he stopped eating dogon anymore? He's allergic to dogon. So they hold, so if he stopped eating dogon, so it doesn't, his tzoyah does not have a shame tzoyah, which is a mirlika kula. They're makel. So they hold that we have to, it only has a shame tzoya if I know he had eaten dogon b'chdei achilas pras, so then I can assume the tzoya that came from this achila, he has a shame tzoya. So they are makel. Now, halaloche. אך לכתחילה בוודא יש להחמר, להחיק אך מצויס קוטן כזה. אז יש אבו ימה מחלויקס הפויסקים. תנאו על עסק השיילה, הילה מחלויקס הפויסקים. Should, am I permitted to learn Krishna if the Tzoya is in my Dalet Amos? According to the first Daya, I'm not permitted to learn Krishna, because since he's capable of eating a Kezayis Dogen Bechtei Achilles Pras, so the Tzoya is a Shem Tzoya. According to the second Daya, it's not dependent on his capability of eating a Kezayis Dogen. The Tzoya only has a Shem Tzoya if he ate a Kezayis Dogen Bechtei Achilles Pras. So if I know he hasn't eaten Dogen for the last week or so it's not Tzoya. So now, am I permitted to learn Krishna in such a scenario that I know he didn't eat Dogon? So according to the second day, it's permissible. According to the first day, it's also. So what should he do? So he says, L'chadchila b'vada yesh l'hachmir l'hachikaf mitzvahis kotman kose, a kotman that did not eat Dogon for the last month or so. Which according to the second day, it doesn't have a shame to tell you. Afal Pikein, one should not learn Krishna because the first day holds it as a shame to tell you. The Sufik Isser Toyrahu. It's a Sufik Deraisa. There's an Isser Deraisa Tzvayadava Shepikdusha. Voya Machnecho Kodesh. The Shaila is my Machne Kodesh, yes or no? So a Machlekas Apoiskim. So Sovik de Raisa Lechumre, and you're not allowed to learn Krishna. But what happens, we're not speaking about should he daven, should he learn Krishna. He davened already. Now the Shaila is that he has to daven over again. So we have here, so according to the second day, no problem. Since this cotton hasn't eaten dog on the last few weeks, so this is not Tzoya, according to the second day. According to the first day, Chas v'Sholem, it's Tzoya, and you're not allowed to, and you were not allowed to daven. He davened already. Ubediyeved, imispala negdem, ein tzorech lakta. So here we say, mistame, sofik terabonon lakula. Tzulas ha-derabonon, it's a sofik, maybe it's a brocha lebatola. Yesh lismoich, we could be Mako. So when it comes to davening, we have a suffix, was I Yoitze, was I not Yoitze? And Tulus Adarabonam, so I could say it only to daven over again. Elim Kain Rino, a cotton as a Shabbat, Meyochel Gamken, unless I see, Claude, that this cotton ain't Dogon. So if this cotton ain't Dogon, there's no Shaila. So as Lukuli Amadini Kigodo, after the Yevid Yachsav Yisrael, then you see him to daven over again. Dogon. So now we say the shear of a cotton. We say he's a cotton till 6 years old. Up until 6 years old, he is a din cotton. And his soya gets a tailor soya if he can eat a kezayis dogon b'chdei achilas pras. So what is dogon? Kol chameshis minim kruyim dogon. The five mine chita soira kusmin the shemay leshuel and chipoin. So these are the five minim: rice, pelt, oats, wheat, barley. So these are the five minim kluyim dogon v'tzayoson masrechev uvemachu mevushu sha'oisin letinik nisharim. Kefima sheyochel godel lechel meisei min achilas pras. Now you take, we're talking about a cotton is not capable of eating food that is not soft. So we're mishaya something equivalent to a cereal that's very soft and easy to swallow. So if we can eat a kezayis of this, b'chdei achilas pras, but here the Mishnah Berurah says, amoyer dekechidish. He says, the yeshir is, as long as it takes, if he can eat a kezayis, b'chdei, as long as it takes for a godel to eat this cereal. Now, he's saying, that means the pras, which is the pras is a shear of 4 bayim or 3 bayim, 4 eggs or 3 eggs. So we take this, how long would it take for a godel to eat 4 bayim of this cereal? So if it takes, now we have to understand like this. Normally, when we speak about achilas pras, when the Gemara speaks about achilas pras, so there we're speaking about how long it takes to eat bread that is the size of 4 bayim, how long it would take to eat bread, a pras, a 4 bayim of bread, and the Gemara says this halacha should be chitim, it should be tasty with liftum, and the shear is based on an achila of a odom of eating pas with liftum. And that we met, how then a pas, how long will it take to eat 4 eggs of pas with liftum, and that's how we measure the shear. Fine, that's the shear. Let's say the shear is 4 minutes. This chilukidei is from 2 to 9. When? No, the shear is a kezayis. But you have to eat a kezayis with the achilas pras. That's true. I mean, if the shear of the achilas pras is 4 minutes, and then the 4 minutes we derived because a person will eat 4 bayim of pas in 4 minutes. That's 1 bayim maybe, or kezayis. And the kezayis, that should be a shear of a kezayis. So I don't this Muslim either kezayis in mechuyev to bench, but how to? So there, the Rabbodna has a picture book, and he says the shear. I think he says a kezayis is a large slice of rye bread. Half of it is a kezayis. That's a half of it. By matzah, we have more clear this year. You have a machine matzah, so to say. Half a matzah is a kezayis. I don't know the shear with grams. I don't know clue what the shear is. But la'aloche, by bichas ha-mozim, if you ate a kezayis, you mechuyev to bench. And the amount of time it took you to eat a kezayis, let's say, is 4 minutes. So if it took you 4 minutes to eat a half a slice of bread, so then you mechuyev to bench. If you ate the half a slice of bread in 12 minutes, it took you 12 minutes then, so you did not eat a kezayis at one time. It's like I have a zayis today and have a zayis tomorrow. Then it's no good. That's the din. But here by tzaya, we have a similar aloche. We have these two factors that the cotton is eating a kezayis. But here we're talking about he doesn't eat a half a slice of bread. He eats cereal. And we say the time it takes for a person to eat 4 bayim, 4 eggs, in that time, if he ate a kezayis, the tzayas and in tzayas. So the Mishnah Berurah says that for a godel to eat 4 eggs means 4 eggs of cereal. When a godel will eat 4 eggs of cereal, so then this god made a kezayas in that period of time, the tzayas and in tzayas. Now the din of achilas pras b'chol ha'teira kula is the Gemara says we figure it out with bread. Not with cereal, because cereal will come out much quicker. You can eat cereal much quicker than you can eat bread. So it comes out, so the Chazanish is chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah. He says, you don't look at what the cotton is eating. There's a shear pras, and that shear pras is in chol ha'teira kula. Now we cheshbon with bread, and let's say the shear is 4 minutes. If you'll cheshbon with cereal, so then the shear is 3 minutes. So it comes out a merdeke kula. So I have to wait till this cotton can eat a kezayis in 3 minutes. I look, that's the shear. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying a merdeke kula because a pras of cereal can be eaten quicker than a pras of bread. So the Mishnah is Bura saying that in order to have Hashem Tzoyah, he has to be able to eat a kezayis, the time it takes for a godel to eat 4 eggs of cereal. The cereal the size of 4 eggs, which is Amur de Kekula. Fine. So that's this thing. V'shir pras yeshem rim sholesh beim v'yeshem rim arba beim. So there's a machlokes. B'chol ze mitzad adin. So this is halacha. That means it only has a shame tzoya when the cotton is capable. The cotton is capable of eating a kezayis of dogon b'chtei achilas pras. If he is not capable of doing this, he cannot eat a kezayis in such a short period of time. So it doesn't have a shame tzoya. Abo toiv v'yoshehu. But he says, not min hadin, but it's proper. That means tzoya of a cotton that's 8 days old halachically does not have a shame tzoya, which would make that the machna is not kodesh. That's halachically. But it would be proper if this tzoya here, one should not make a blocha. Fine. So that's so we know the din when it halachically it is prohibited to make a bracha, and it's preferable not to make a bracha as long as there's any tzoya from the cotton. Even he's a baby, I would say, love that 8 days old, a little 1 day old. It's preferable not to make a bracha. Kosev amogin avrom b'shem harishal. They nochein likreis kriyashma negetinoikets. Now we have children. You have to know if this is applicable bismaneinu. But bismaneihem, the stomon metapchen ba'ashpe, the children walk around and they're in the ashpe. In the ashpe, we learned yesterday, is a place where people used to make tzrochem there. So Mamela and children walk around in these places. So we have to understand that their begodim are meluchluch with tzoya. Yesh ba'ashpa mokim tzoya, uvigdayim, uminoleim, betunofim. Their begodim are dirty, the shoes are dirty. So the Marshal says, now, here we're talking about one should be careful. If he's laying Krishmi, he should be careful. If there's a child around him, he should observe if the child doesn't have, since the child is metapech ba'ashbe, it could very well be that the child has ashba on him, tzoya on him, and therefore it's also. This grad, the dirsha brings down a shayla and doesn't bring down all the poiskim, but there's someone asked the Divrei Chaim a very interesting shaila. We have learned if there's tzoya b'fiyat tabas, if a person did not clean himself properly, afilu it's covered, one is not permitted to make a bracha. That's the halacha. Tzoya b'fiyat tabas, one is not permitted to make a bracha. So someone asked the Divrei Chaim, if I have a cotton, and the cotton is making a bracha, he doesn't know this, Denise, he doesn't know how to be mekaneich, the piyataba, he doesn't know these halachas, so I can assume, mistame, it's not clean. And he made a bracha. So, halachically, l'chayre, he was not allowed to make the bracha. If a person would make a bracha and the tzoya b'fiyat tabas, so he has to make the bracha. It's not a bracha. Tzoya b'fiyat tabas, it's also to make a bracha. So someone asked the Divrei Chaim, what if I heard a cotton? I can assume the cotton is he does not know how to clean himself properly, and he made a bracha. Am I permitted to answer me? So the Divrei Chaim says, Amor de Kezach, and there's a beer from the Miskeres HaShulchan that agrees with him. He said like this, The cotton is making a broche, so he's speaking about he's old enough and mechanic him to make a broche. He's not making a broche, he's not eating. No, no. He knows that when you eat bread, you make a moitzi. So that I was mechanic him that. So now he's eating bread, he's making a moitzi. There is a purpose why he's making a moitzi. It's not some of the saying broches without any purpose. So it's not called a broche levato. But you'll say, but the broche is not being made properly since this tzoye b'viyat tabas. That's what you'll say. He says, well, on this cotton, there's no, that he is not capable to be, he's not old enough to be mechanechem on the iser of tzoye b'viyat tabas. He doesn't know that. So there's no din chinuch on him. So halachically, he's making a broche, a proper broche. The din of piyat abas, then when he'll be 6 years old, he'll be able to do it himself. Kozman, he's not 6 years old. Everything is dependent on the sheer chinuch. Like, you give him tzitzis. That means before it doesn't know to do the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah of chinuch. So this cotton, there are two mitzvahs involved. There's a mitzvah making a brocha. 3 years old, he knows how to make a brocha. There's another mitzvah involved. You have to make sure that there's no tzaybeti yatabah. He's not old enough on this issa. So there's no din chinuch on this mitzvah. So it's and the mizgeres ha-shulchan brings a moiridike raya. He brings a raya. The Chazal tell us, Cotton shehischel daber oviv belamdei teire. As soon as he starts speaking, you teach him teire, teire tivulon amoy shema Yisrael. Shema shemaim. How can I teach him teire? You have to find out. Hischel daber. You have to find out if he's noki, if he's not noki. Poshet, he's not noki. So he says, Faker, since there's no obligation on the cotton to be noki, because he did not reach the stage of knowing how to be menach himself. So Mamela, and that is no chiv. To say Teir Tzibulon and Moshe is a chiv on the father to say it with him. But the father should teach him. The father is not at all affected by this Teir B'Piyat Tabas, because by him it's covered. It's covered, but he himself is not allowed to say it. But since he's a cotton, when he's not allowed to say it, he's a lambda chiyuvi. He doesn't have a chiyuvi. Mitzat chinuch, he also doesn't have a chiyuvi because he's a lambda chinuch. He doesn't. You can't be mechanechin on something he's not capable of doing. So Mameli said, you should answer, Amen. Amira de Pizach. Siv Beis. Hoya Koyre Vero Tzoya Kenegdoi. A person was laying Krishma and he saw in front of him his Tzoya. Yeilech kedei sheyizrekeno, and we'll see this soya was Lefonov, and Lefonov the shear is Meloy Einov, and he was leaning, he didn't look so far, and now he opens up his eyes and he sees that after the Daladamas, this soya kinegdoi. So first of all, what did he do? Yeilech, so don't continue. Now you see the tzoya. So now you see I'm not allowed to continue learning Krishna. Yeilech, so you should go further. He's learning Krishna. Go further. Today she is rekena ma'achav abamis. So walk further till that tzoya that you noticed will be behind you, daladamis. And then continue learning Krishna. Ve'imi efsha, what if he can't go further? It's impossible for him to go further. So you should go in a direction that it won't be in front of him. It'll be on his side. It will be on his side. So also there's a shir of Daladamas. I'm not governed by Meloy Einov. So that means like this. He was leaning, and let us just give a preview of what we're really speaking about. We're speaking about the place where he saw the tzoya. It was something that he could think about, and he should be concerned about that there is tzoya there. He should. If he would have thought of it, could be this tzoya there. And halachically, he should have declared that there's tzoya. The shaila was, but it's chutz midalad amoysov, is there a chiyuv bedikah? That means where I am now, now in my Dalad Amos in front of me, I don't see tzoya. After my Dalad Amos, could be there is tzoya there. It could be not, I don't know. Is there a chiyuv bedikah on me now to go further to make sure that there's no tzoya there? So the first day you hold, the chiyuv bedikah is only in your Dalad Amos. So when I learned the Krishna, till I saw the tzoya, when I learned the Krishna, I was learning everything beheta, because I was learning everything beheta because I wasn't mechuyev to be boydek after my Dalad Amos. Now I see it, so now I have to stop. That's the first day. So therefore, the first day you hold, because it's called I learn beheta. Rabbeinu Yoina holds that there's a chiyuv bedika on the loyenov, and if he wasn't boydik and he was aware that there's a possibility that there's tzoya, so he did an issa by learning, so he has to go back to the beginning because he wasn't yoitza. Let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. O yekoyrei, hu adinim hoye mispalu. By Shmenetzra. The Lord saw you, who had in Linya Meraglaim, who came to Simon Tzadik, Achlinya Lachzer, Achakach, Lekul Alme, the Meraglaim, and the Chazer, Lamokim Sheposak, because it's a Sophic Meraglaim, I don't have to be concerned about it. It's a Sophic, now the same Simon Aimbo. Kenegdoi, Mayri Shuyois, Midalad Ames, Mimokim Shekolarech, it's further than Dalad Ames, it's Meloy Enda. The Yoy, Besoich Dalad, if it was in his Dalad Amos and he wasn't Baidik, so the Porsche, he didn't have a way to live the Mitchilah, but some of him that's really stopping. So he should walk further till the tail will be behind him. She's a Kenu, what in Shechel has upon him, Lutzad Meirev. He can turn around to Meirev and that'll be in back of him. Kivin Shein Negoyma. I met the two Shmenasri. Abba Amis, Mokim Shekol Areyach. The fun of Noor, he can't go further. And my Shen Yochel asks upon them, Lamayim Leizazibi. Lavoch, he asks upon them. Fine. The Mokim Sheposek, Svira Law. The first day of Holes, Kimbo Yoy Besech Dawud Amis, Lamrin and Hoyle Livnik. The first day of Holes, since it wasn't in his Dalad Amos. There's no chiyuv bedikah. Leitchichu toira livdek mleyena. But svar achrayin esvir alei, even though yamokim sheroi listapek, there was something to think about. Porsha, doi havale likhais uspau achi yisbar alei. V'ayim bilei rabbi shekosav dgam barosh v'rekesu rabbi rabbi niyena. It comes out he wasn't yoytze. Let me call Makim Ladin and Yira. Then Lahachme B'diyavit, because there's a big machlokes, Tadar Chachayim V'Shulchan Shloima V'Yitzah Yachoynis Maneinu Kulam Yitiku Ragdei Rishoyna Ladinu, that the Chiyuv B'dik is only the Dalad Amos. V'im Shor K'day Ligma Kulo, I love the Simen. Samachem Mishnah Berurah Shom. We're talking about it was in the middle of learning Krishna. No, 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 no. What?